Dawgs. Spell it this way, D-A-W-G-S. Dawgs is shoes. Good shoes. Shoes for industry, shoes for the dead. Men's, women's, kids, boots, sandals, slippers. Boy, the Dawgs people are going to, they're going to dog me for screwing up their ad here. They've got clogs, flats, flip-flops, golf shoes, clothing, too, for men, women, designer names like Stephen Craig, Agiato. Ladies, why not pick up a skirt or some leggings, dresses, cardigans? Men, they've got golf shirts and all sorts of things for you. The shoes are great, too. You'll recognize the quality when you see it. Trusted brands like Mossy Oak, Firestone, Cayman, Loudmouth, and more. Safety shoes, work and slip-resistant shoes, Dawgs, D-A-W-G-S. Visit our sponsors page right now. On our website, click on the Dawgs button. You'll save 40% off your first purchase when you use the offer code that you can only see on that page. It's 40%. So go fetch yourself a pair of Dawgs on our sponsors page, D-A-W-G, Dawgs, a foot's best friend. Hey, the music's back. By the way, composed and performed by Russ Monson, he's a talented guy. Let's get our first guest on the program. We've all heard that Prince did not have a will when he died recently, and the scramble for his estate is on, as you know. The same was true for other celebs like Jimi Hendrix. Howard Hughes didn't have a will. Pablo Picasso didn't have a will. How about you? I think you'll want to get your act together after hearing from our first guest. He's an estate planning, probate, and tax attorney in the Dallas office of Shackelford, Bowen, McKinley, and Norton, LLP. He's also an adjunct professor at UNT Dallas College of Law, where he teaches wills, trusts, and estates, something we should all learn, and I suspect most of us don't have a clue about. Sam Long, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
It's great to have you here. Now, what happens when you die and you do not have a will?
Well, sometimes we say in somewhat in jest that even if you don't have a will, the state will make one for you, essentially, and various state laws will say where your property goes and who's entitled to handle your estate.
What's it going to cost your surviving family members to figure out the mess you left behind?
You talk about expense or just complication?
Well, I suppose there's a dollar amount that you can attach to the complication. Am I right?
Well, it will vary a lot from state to state, but certainly it is true that without a will, it almost invariably will be more complicated and more expensive to try to figure out. And I think you mentioned the Prince situation. That certainly demonstrated that already.
Yeah, yeah. And then people have to get DNA tests to prove that they're related, all that sort of thing.
Exactly.
And now, what's the difference between a will and a living trust, and do you need both of those?
Well, a will essentially is a document that, when admitted to probate upon one's death, would set forth who is entitled to their property. A living trust is a document that typically is executed and has some effect while you're still alive. And in many states where probate is a complicated process, there's great reliance on living trust as a somewhat more flexible and more useful device. But ultimately, when you pass away, the effect is the same.
Now, in some states, do you avoid probate by having a living trust?
In some cases, yes. If you have transferred all of your assets into the trust, which is sometimes a difficult situation and sometimes involves a little bit of expense and effort while one is alive, but can save your family a lot of headache and trouble when you're.
So certainly the bigger price tag items in your estate should be transferred to your trust. Like if you own any real property, the trust should own the property, correct?
Yes, in many cases that's a good plan.
Do you do or can you do everything informally? Like can you write your last will and testament on a cocktail napkin?
Well, that's interesting. About half the states will permit what we call holographic or handwritten wills in some form or another, but that really varies by state. I know in Texas, for example, we do permit holographic wills. Other states do not or have various requirements for what they have to say, but I've heard all kinds of stories of ones that were written, for example, on a window washer's ledge who was washing the windows of an office building and scribbled something on the ledge in the event of an accident, one that was written on a fender of a car. So
wow.
There are situations where that's happened.
I'm dying. I hope they find this.
Right.
Now, I also suspect that the average person's estate is worth somewhere south of $1 million, very south in many cases. But when you figure in your real property and everything else that you've collected over the course of your years. But do you have an idea what percentage of people are not prepared at all?
Well, I've never seen reliable statistics on that, but except that I've heard in one survey that perhaps as many as 60% of adult Americans don't have a will. I don't know what the exact percentage is, but it's certainly very common, whether one has a large estate or a small estate or anything in between.
Yeah, and it's just important regardless of the size of your estate.
Absolutely.
Now, our producer and co-host here today, is Brooke Peterson. And Brooke, I bet you have some questions for Sam Long, because you actually worked in this line of business for a while, did you not?
Well, I mean, briefly, I was a legal assistant, paralegal type person in an estate and trust planning.
So you probably saw a lot of stuff come through.
Yeah, no, it was. I found it really interesting. I found it fascinating, actually, and it was one of the few times in my life where I had family members asking me for advice, and I'm like, I'm not a lawyer, but hopefully they didn't follow my opinion.
Yeah.
But I think the most common question I got, and I suppose you may have touched on this a little bit with the cocktail napkin, but I got the question a lot: is could you, as long as it was notarized? As long as there was some sort of official stamp and signature, could you then use that as an official will?
And again, that really varies by state, but in most states, and you generally have to have witnesses as well. And it's not just notarization. There's a very specific form called a self-proving affidavit that typically is recommended. So there are very few states that will simply permit them to be will to be admitted to probate with just no witnesses but a notary signature, but not very many.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, plan a family trip to the Notar Republic and find one of those people there. So after talking to you, I think I'm prepared, but then again, I don't think I am, because the way you answered the question about the living trust, because I have one of those, but I don't have a will written out. So there's really, other than how the real property and the cars and a couple other things that are mentioned in the family trust, beyond that, I mean, we don't have really the rest of our junk split up. And I've got three daughters, and so they're going to have to just kind of fight it out over fight amongst themselves, I suppose, if I don't have this written down in a will. Is that correct?
Well, if you have a living trust or revocable trust or revocable trust, as some people call it, that's certainly useful. But you usually also do what's called a pour-over will that would pick up anything that you haven't already transferred into the trust. And you cited some good examples there of, say you have a piece of real estate in another state, or you have a some other asset that you just didn't get around to putting into the trust. Well, when you pass away, and if you don't have a will, you've essentially died intestate or without a will with respect to that asset.
Yeah, man. Okay. So what do you recommend everybody do immediately if they haven't done it already? And this probably varies from state to state, but I think a lot of people put this off because they're worried about the expense. And once it gets past $500 or $600, I mean, there was something that came out in the news today. Even folks making $150,000 and above, a large percentage of them couldn't come up with $1,000 in money if they needed it in a pinch. So this is an expense I think a lot of people just kind of rationalize as a luxury item, and they put it away. So what do you recommend?
That's certainly a concern, and of course, as lawyers, we would like to see everyone have access to legal services. And if cost is an issue, there are sometimes legal clinics or other forms of resources. There are online resources. I wouldn't necessarily rely totally on those, because it'd be a little bit like saying, for your medical care, would you completely rely on one of the medical websites? But yeah. I do think that it is important, and it sometimes is an expense, but sometimes it's not as much as you would think, and it does. It's kind of pay now and save a lot later situation in many cases.
Pleasure speaking with you, sir. Sam Long is an estate planning attorney at Shackelford, Bowen, McKinley, and Norton LLP in Dallas. Look them up if you're in the area, and you'll take phone calls from other states and help with them as well, won't you?
Thanks very much.
All right, thank you, sir. Not a problem. Okay, up next, a metabolism test, a blood test, to help you actually control, if not change, your metabolism. Wouldn't that be great? And don't forget, we have to inform you as to what in the world is the Bluetooth tampon.
I'm dying for that one.
Just moments. But now I want to tell you about Shaw Academy. Shaw Academy is the world leader in providing online education. They have courses in more than 50 countries, including yours, and in 10 major languages, including yours. Each month, Shaw Academy educates more than 35,000 new students. They have courses like photography, financial trading, web development, social media marketing, mobile app development, sports nutrition, graphic design, fast-track business success, and more. And because you're listening to my voice right now, you qualify for a discount on tuition of up to 98%. What? That's true. Shaw Academy conducts live, fully interactive lessons all over the world, catering for all time zones and local markets. And recordings of these live sessions are available 24/7 as well. Sign up now for as little as $13. You have that much in your pocket right now. Look for the Shaw Academy button on the sponsor page at philhewlettandfriends.com. Click on it and get ready to start learning today. Shaw Academy. See, aren't we helping you out? We certainly are. Now, Dale Lopes is here today. He's a well-known Southern California sports talk guy and is in touch with the performance of the human anatomy because it's very often a conversation that you have when looking at athletes. Now, we are all, to one degree or another, athletic, if at the very least on the weekend, and we try to get up and exercise a little bit. And some of us have slower metabolisms than others, and it takes a great deal more exercise to drop a few pounds. But maybe there's a way to get a better handle on that, Dale, and tell us about this new test.
Actually, yeah, there is. You know, because everyone is concerned about their metabolism, especially as we get older. And now they have a blood test that can determine your metabolic rate. And, of course, you know, with the proper diet of protein, veggies, and berries only for your fruit and exercise will help this. So they can actually do a blood test that can determine whether it's fast, medium, or slow. And if you go to low carbs, low glycemic, that creates a nice, smooth, flat insulin level. So they've done studies to show that you can, you know, control and have your metabolism tested, which is pretty cool.
And so then you can do something with it, and that makes
Absolutely.
That makes a lot of sense.
Oh, sure.
I think I've always had a fast metabolism, but now at my advanced age, I do see my metabolism slowing down.
So, I was the same way.
So, you know, a nice big pastrami sandwich yesterday, I ordered it, and my wife said, You ordered what? A pastrami sandwich? You know, and it seems to me that I had to let the belt buckle out a little bit after I was done eating, and that didn't used to happen. I'd turn that into energy and burn it off in about 30 seconds back in the day.
Well, when we were younger, we were so active, we were burning calories constantly, so you had to always, you know, refuel, and you could eat, I could eat anything and everything, didn't matter. Now, today, it's like if I look at certain foods, I just gain weight. So, you know, it is a concern, especially as you get older, but there's a great new study to show that you can have your metabolism tested.
Yeah.
Are you still working out, though?
I am. I actually am. And it's really important for me because I'm a cancer survivor. So exercise as well as a proper diet. My wife's an organic chef, so that helps. So I'm on the right path of, you know, getting back and doing things.
What's an organic chef?
An organic chef specializes in like plant base, no oil, that type of foods.
You get the oils out of the plants, and that's good enough.
Well, you try to eliminate, you know, certain oils, and you want to use all natural organic products. And so she specializes in organic cuisine.
Yeah, how about that?
It sounds kind of boring, but
is it tasty?
You know what? That's the thing. A lot of people are afraid that, you know, if you eat, you know, healthy like that, it's bland, it's, you know, it's boring, mm-hmm. doesn't have any flavor or taste, but you'd be surprised. You'd really be surprised. There's some tremendous foods that have a lot of flavor that are organic.
That's good. Yeah. We've been talking a lot about eating stuff today, and that is the first thing we've talked about that actually sounds tasty.
Unlike that first topic we had.
Yeah. Right. Now, Brooke, it seems like everything these days, I mean, everything is going Bluetooth for one reason or another.
I know. I'm just looking for excuses to make something else Bluetooth.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. What have they done? Please.
Well, I can talk about this because I'm a woman. And I have very personal experience regarding tampons. And what I don't understand is why this is a good idea to some people. What? Okay, so this is how it works.
Yeah.
First of all, you have two things. You have the app for your phone.
Yep.
And then you have these companion tampons that are used. And these special tampons have an extra long string threaded with conductive steel.
Wow. Yes.
This extra long string is somehow attached to a device around your waist.
What?
And this device is what is connecting to your phone via Bluetooth.
And what sort of data could possibly be useful from a Bluetooth tampon?
Yeah, it seems like the only reason for this Bluetooth app or Bluetooth tampon is just to let a woman know when the tampon has reached a certain saturation point. That's it.
Oh, and so time to change? Time to swap it out? It's like the filter in your fridge, right? The bells and whistles go off and time to change the filter.
Sure. Yes, Phil. Yep.
Wait until hackers get a handle on this, right? Yeah.
No.
Wait a minute. I just changed it. Yeah. I've been hacked.
Conductive steel going up inside. You know, I just.
Yeah, what else? I mean, there are going to be young ladies out there growing blue teeth.
Well, there's the device around the waist is $49, and then each month's supply of these special tampons are
$13. Yeah, right.
All right, Brooke, let me ask you a question. Yeah. Would you ever use this?
No.
Okay.
No, it's like get together with the girls and hey, let's compare the reading on our apps.
Yeah.
It oddly sounds strangely ironically medieval to me, having this thing around your waist and I don't even know. And apparently they're saying like for younger women, I mean, honest, I can speak for the women who have had the experience of leaking and, you know, being out in public and suddenly going to the bathroom. You know, it's not fun and it's actually potentially really embarrassing and humiliating, but. Yeah. Do you need this in order to solve that problem? I don't know. Although, you know what? I do have a friend who has a very different experience, and she might actually benefit from this. She has a certain condition where it makes it very difficult to moderate flow.
Oh. Well, she flows a lot.
Yes, and it's much faster than anybody would probably ever imagine is possible.
Yeah. Well, you know, some people have conditions, and they've got to see a doctor about that, but I wouldn't recommend getting Bluetooth. As your first line
right.
of...
Right? Yeah.
No. Don't get the Bluetooth for that. All right, I don't get it. Well, we're going to talk science and technology. Coming up in the next segment, astronomers. You know who they are. Beanie-headed scientists who know so much, they have no outlet but to gaze out into space. They've discovered more than 1,000 new planets. Now, think about that. And this is just in the recent past with their high-powered telescopes that they have these days out on satellites. Now, 1,000 or more planets, does that increase the possibility of one or more of those planets being Earth-like and supporting life? Well, coming up in the third segment of today's Phil Hewlett and Friends, NASA expert and author and friend of the program, Rod Pyle, returns to the show to give us his impressions of what's out there in space. It's coming up in the next segment of Phil Hewlett and Friends. Here's a great idea for your next outing. A cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door. And the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553.